to alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Ice beer? Hello, this is Dan.
Hey, it's Mike.
Hey, this is Colton.
We got a few others with us too. We're at the Loudoun County Brewfest out in Ashburn, Virginia. So we decided we would do an impromptu beer cast here, and we got Colton a mystery beer, except he already guessed what it was. So why don't we all got a little taste into this. Why don't we all take a sip of it, and then, Colton, you can tell us what you think of it.
So I haven't tasted mine yet. Here's the thing. I told them to go and get a beer without telling me what it was, and unfortunately the color, which is like a deep red wine or juice, gave away to me that it is the tart cherry beer that I saw offered. Nevertheless, we will all taste it and give our notes.
All right, Colton just had his first sip. What do we got to say about it?
Okay, so here's the thing. When you call a beer... Now, I don't remember the name that they market this under or even what brewery it's from. But when you call a beer tart cherry, frankly, I expect a pretty sour beer. Like, sour is a whole class of beer. You put tart in the name. This is not an especially sour beer. It has an element of tartness to it, but it also has a strong sweetness. And honestly, it's mellow compared to my expectations. This comes off more like a juice than like a sour beer. I'm not convinced that they used wild yeast to ferment it. I don't know if they just used cherry for the tartness and not yeast, maybe. The one other thing I'll say is that it is flat as hell. I assume that's on purpose because this is on draft. It is flat. Maybe that's because they want you to taste it as it is. I don't know. It's not a bad beer, but it does not meet my expectations, so I don't know.
So here's what I would say about this beer. I was a little bit disappointed in the lack of flavor. I don't like it for the, you know, necessarily overpowering in terms of the cherry flavor, even though it's like very red. You expect to get a lot more of that, though. You get a little bit of the aroma and a little bit of the taste, but it's not especially sour. But there's really no sweetness at all whatsoever. I thought it would be much heavier on the sweetness and the sour. You get a little bit of sour, a little bit of like the tartness and the chalkiness, but that's pretty much it. I thought it would have more complex flavor to it, and then it really doesn't. So that's a little sad.
Sours typically have a really interesting flavor profile. I think that might be what you were saying. Do sours usually get wild fermented?
Yeah, usually the sour in a sour beer comes from fermentation by wild yeast.
So I thought this, I agree with these guys that I thought it's kind of a novelty beer. It's got like an interesting one distinct note it hits, but it's not a particularly
It doesn't change as you consume it.
Right.
And you know, and I also wonder if maybe there's some operator error carrying the beer back over, because mine's got some carbonation in it.
Mine has a tiny bit of carbonation, but like compared to any other beer that I've had or seen here, it's flat. And I assume that is intentional on the brewer's part. All in all, it tastes like cherry-flavored candy.
So that was, I think, Old Farmhouse? Dirt Farm?
I'm just trying
dirt
to
farm
look
brewing.
It up.
Dirt Farm Brewing. There it is.
Yeah, Dirt Farm Brewing.
Now, and Dirt Farm Brewing is allowed by recent law to have a brewery on a farm. So you can go there and walk through the fields of hops and then drink the beer made with those hops. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's legit.
But this is their tart cherry ale. Gives a sideways thumbs. Not a thumbs up, not quite a thumbs down from us.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to be bold. In the wide world of beer, this is a thumbs down. This is below the line for me.
Wow. There we go. Well, you got
to
have...
They're just poor farmers on a dirt farm trying to brew some beer.
Yeah, poor farmers in Loudoun County, which, if I recall, is the richest county per capita, the richest congressional district per capita in the United States of America.
All right.
Well, there you go.
Sanders.
That was our beer one.
Welcome to beer number two. This time, Dan is the one surprised, as Mike and I have gone and fetched this one. I think that the color will not give it away in the way that the last beer was given away. And hopefully, when Dan tastes it, you'll be able to give some interesting notes. And after that, Mike and I will weigh in.
So it's got a nice caramel scent to it. I'm going to take a sip now. Sorry. So in this beer, to match the scent, I'm picking up some candy-ish flavors to it. I still think caramel is apt. It's also slightly more bitter than I expected. I would guess this is some sort of reddish ale. The color is very cloudy, cloudier than I expected.
Cloudy's not a color, Dan.
Well, yeah, but it's also cloudy.
That's the clarity.
Okay, sorry.
What's the color?
It's
brown.
It's brownish with kind of a gold. There's some gold to it too. I don't really know.
It's funny. I'm trying to look up this beer right now.
Mike is looking up this beer on Untappd.
And I've never heard of this thing before. But it's like allows you to like tag your beer basically or something like that.
Have you not used Untappd?
Never.
Okay. For those who don't know, including Mike, Untappd is like Foursquare for beers. Every time you drink a beer, you can check in and say, like, I just drank this beer. You can also add your location if you want. You can add tasting notes if you want. Mostly, it's a way for you and your drunk-ass friends to Twitter to each other. But it's also, for some people I know, a way to just keep a log of your beers so that a year down the road when you've got a library built up, you can be like, wait, have I had this before? What did I think of it?
Yeah, so that was really fascinating because I had never seen this. I just kind of Googled the beer and this was the first thing that popped up. The link had about 100 people, I would say, all checking in at the same time for this beer.
No way.
Right here.
Wow.
Drinking, I'm not going to give the name away, at Loco Brewfest. So this is actually really cool and I'm going to have to download this app or whatever when I get a chance.
I kept up this app for a good 4 or 5 months. Before eventually being like, you know what? I'm okay having a short memory for beer. If I have a beer that I've had before and don't remember what it tastes like, or if I don't remember if I've had it, I decided I'm okay with that because, like, the 60-second process of checking in was too much for me.
All right, so as far as tasting notes go, it's interesting knowing the style because I don't feel like this is really a hallmark of that style. As Dan said, it is very cloudy. And not just like, oh, it's dark and it's opaque. No, it actually, you see the stuff kind of working around in it. You definitely get a sweet flavor to it. You get a, you say caramel, that might be a good call. I always like to say, like, sort of like molasses always gets me that, like, sort of dark cane sugar sort of feeling to
it's
it.
It's like a thick, almost fruity kind of taste, but certainly sweet.
Right. Definitely sweet. I'd say sweet is almost the primary note of it.
So I know wheat beers are typically cloudy.
And then I don't
want
to give away too much more.
I don't know if it's like a toast, something, some sort of wheat. I know wheat is typically, has a look something like this, except it's usually lighter than this.
I'm going to call for a celebrity shot. Can we get tasting notes from Katie?
Hold on. I need to taste it again. It does taste toasty. And if there were a beer that tasted like caramel, it might be this, but I'm not sure about that.
So, Dan, if you were going to pick a style for this beer, what would you try to classify this as?
It's vaguely farmhouse. It's not quite sweet and tart enough to be a farmhouse. I don't think of it as an amber style or a red ale style. It's kind of in a weird middle ground between a whole bunch of different styles that I know. It's got kind of the wheat cloudiness to it. It's got a thickness. There's a very, very slight sweet tartness to it. That's farmhouse. I can't think of a single word.
Did you give any notes yet on it?
No. Let me weigh in here. I'm actually
pretty close on one.
So this is not a beer that would become a favorite for me because it's not exactly the flavors I want. But I'm impressed by this beer because it has a lot of complexity. It's a little bit sweet. It also has just enough bitterness to be present to balance things. I definitely taste that. And it has just enough of a dry quality that you can sense it, although for the most part it's sweeter. And caramel was a good call, and toasty was a good call. And I think there's just a lot going on here that they've done a really good job of leveling the mix. You've got the treble and the bass in the mid.
Yeah, that's a nice little music analogy. Would you call a beer like this malt forward?
I would call this, well, I would say that malt is the dominant note, but not by a wide margin. And I would usually use the term malt forward when malt is like the thing.
Yeah, the number one primary tasting note. Okay.
I think malt is the plurality here, not the majority.
Right, but it doesn't overpower anything else. Okay, well, I mean, yeah, I think you were reasonably close saying farmhouse, which, you know, can be the farmhouse can sort of be like a saison or something like that.
And, oh, is and this
I want to note,
no?
I want to note that although this beer is brown in color, the cloudiness means that at the edges it's kind of yellow.
That's what I was trying to say. Like
the corners, it's yellow at the corners. Yeah.
But yeah, so this brewery actually classified this as a Belgian double.
Really?
But like, yeah, like a Santa Farmhouse ale, that gets really close to a Belgian style ale. So at least I think you're pretty close in terms of family.
I didn't pick up the Belgian scent and distinct Belgian taste to it, but yeah, I guess I can see that.
And I would have said I don't drink as much Belgian beer as Colton does by a long shot. By a long shot, you LP. But I didn't really pick up on a lot of the hallmarks of like a double flavor.
However, you called caramel and you called toasty, and or did you call toasty?
Katie said toasty.
Dan said that.
Dan said caramel and Katie said toasty, and those are both on the tasting notes.
Absolutely. So you guys nailed it.
Not bad.
Yeah, really good job. This is the Fryer Nuts Belgian Double Style from
Quattro Goombas.
Quattro Goombas, which started as a winery and has added a brewery to itself.
And they have deep dish pizza.
Also a pizzeria. That's true.
All right. Well, then I guess we'll go find a third beer. Maybe this time we'll surprise Mike.
All right, bring it.
We're back here with our third beer, and this one is a surprise to Mike. Colton and I picked this one out.
And I want to advertise that Mike has more foam than Dan has, and I've got even a little more foam because we just finished this beer off. We got the last pours they had, so there was a lot of head coming out the end of the keg.
Mike, cringe. My beer
is just brutal, man. Oh my goodness. I need to give that another shot. I was not prepared for that.
It's both bitter and spicy.
Whoa.
All right, so there's a lot going on.
I am super into this beer.
First of all, the booziness is apparent.
It's like off the charts.
It's second like of all, burns. It is actually spicy. There's actually like you were eating cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
It's like that level of spiciness. There is actual, not like, oh, it has a spicy like kind of flavor or notes or aroma. No, it's like actually like here's the food to be spicy.
I'd have to go with jalapeno.
Jalapeno. What's also interesting though is it's got like some sort of dark, almost like coffee notes to it. Like a little bit of like a bitter sweetness, and it smells sour. So it has a ton that's going on in it. I'm gonna take a couple more sips. Very, very dark too. Dark and cloudy.
Oh. I'm surprised that you can drink a whole glass of this.
All right.
We're not gonna give anything away for Mike.
All right, so what do we got, Colton?
So, wait, did Mike give his?
He gave his notes.
Yeah, I gave a lot. Are we playing?
Spicy,
right now?
Yeah, we're recording.
I said spicy, yeah. I said there's like some coffee. There's almost like a little bit of a sweet bitterness to it, but it's also got a little bit of a sour aroma. I mean, yeah, it's like a style. I'm guessing this is a stout of some sort. You know, it's got some craziness going on. It could be like a barley wine, I guess. I think it's a stout.
Yeah.
I was thinking it tastes boozy. Yeah. Spicy also.
This beer is outright spicy the way that food is, not like some weird beer equivalent.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said that, like, this would be actually, if you're in like a Mexican restaurant, you're calling something spicy. Like, this would be spicy like that. It's not like, oh, it has some spice, quote unquote, to the aroma or something. Like, it's actually hot on your tongue.
I actually think
it's your lips too.
I think it's pretty well masked though. Like, even though it's like the spiciness blends with the booziness so well that like I kind of had trouble keeping track of where one started and where the other ended.
It almost reminds me of like some chocolates I've had that have like chili pepper or cayenne pepper.
Exactly.
In it. Yeah, that's kind of the flavor profile.
So I think we might be, so it is spicy, but we might be putting too much stress on that. The spice is not the first thing that hits your tongue. This beer has a little bit of thin mouthfeel, but it sort of rolls over you. It's got like a well-rounded sort of a feeling in your mouth. And it has different tastes that hit you at different times. So the spiciness lingers a little bit, but when that decays, there's a little bit of sweetness on the back.
Yeah.
And in the very front, there's just like this, I want to say booziness, but it's not alcohol. It just tastes like the front end of a good rum.
Yeah, it just has a little bit of kick to it that way. Yeah, I think I pretty much covered everything I can say about this. This may be the most like complex beer I've ever tasted. In fact, of all the different things that is going on, like a lot of times the beer is going to hit a couple different notes or it'll change a little bit from start to finish. This has so much going on, and the thing is, I think that really makes it like what I was saying, most complex, is that like you can actually feel the spiciness in your lips. So like as it even finishes, it still lingers both on your palate and in the front of your mouth from like the beer and everything. That's just very unique.
The thing that impresses me is that there's like a whole roller coaster ride with each sip. It starts, like Colton said, very smooth mouth feel, a little bit of sweetness to
it. I want to say molasses on the front.
And then you said marshmallow a minute ago while we were not recording.
Marshmallow comes to mind for me just because I feel like this rounded sense of like sweetness that melts into something else. And it's ephemeral and it's so good.
And then from that initial sweetness, it builds to a strong hit. And I actually detected the booziness before I detected the spiciness. And then as it kind of rolls to the back of your mouth, to your throat, there's very distinctly a peppery spice to it.
Can Mike tell us what he thinks just from smelling it? Just put your nose down in there.
Hold on. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing I said, you know, before. It's got like a little bit of a coffee, but like also it smells a slightly sour, and you don't pick that up in the taste. I don't know if I'm the only one that comes up with that note, but to me it smelled a little bit sour in the aroma.
This is Katie. I'm going to say that this is definitely aged in some sort of alcohol barrel, but I don't know what kind.
Yeah. I'm going to say tequila.
Tequila, I don't know.
I'm just bouncing back and forth because I'm so used to it from having a baby that I do it all the time now.
I thought you were rocking to the music.
Well,
I am not.
All right, okay, so some clarity on what we got here.
Here we go. So it is Adroit Theory, which you may remember from our first beer cast. The barley wine you did not like.
Yeah.
So that's why me and Colton picked it, because we remembered you did not like the very first beer.
This is the barley wine?
No.
Not that beer.
Oh, I was going to say, okay. Definitely not. Okay.
No. So this is called the Bloody Roots. So it is a Imperial Brown Ale.
Dan, are you able to read the tasting notes while you keep this app open?
I will try. Hold on one second. So the tasting notes are... Here we go. You'll love this beer. It's an Imperial Brown with honey, habanero peppers.
Oh, wow.
Good call.
Crushed tomatoes.
Habanero peppers.
Nailed it.
You miss this. Crushed tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Celery salt and horseradish.
Ah, horseradish.
Horseradish.
I see.
So that's the bitterness and spice.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an interesting beer. I don't pick up any of the tomato or the celery salt.
Those are both too subtle compared to habanero. And,
they kind of overpower.
Horseradish,
That horseradish, that is, I can absolutely get that now, man.
Is it aged on any sort of thing?
It's aged on medium toasted American oak. I don't know if that's a type of
that's not
a liquor
guess.
Or anything. I think it's just a type
just
of barrel.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Wow. All right, man. That was a good choice.
Good choice. So, was that our last beer of this cast? I think it is.
No, we got one more.
One more?
I'm going to get you guys another beer because there's one I want you guys to try.
All right. Well, I guess...
a really interesting name to it.
I guess me, Colton, and Mike will try that other one. All right. We got beer number four here. Mike and I know what this is. Colton's just about to take a sip.
Okay. Let me start before I take a sip. This is a pale-colored beer, which is completely clouded, like you can't see through it at all. And usually a pale-colored beer with that clarity is cloudy because of yeast. So before smelling it or tasting it, my preemptive guess based on clarity and color is that it is a Hefeweizen. Now I will smell it and taste it and see what I think.
He's getting the chit over here.
Okay, so I had one sip, and right off the bat, it had a lot of cool flavor that hit my mouth, and then I tasted some booziness, and then on the end I tasted more booziness. So I think that the first thing was not really an alcohol hit, but at the end there was an alcohol hit, so I'm going to take a second sip here.
Katie?
I know what it is.
I know. At this point, we just got to let him do his thing.
See,
no outside input.
Okay. So... this has a tiny bit of sweetness to it, and it's sweetness mixed with alcohol in a way that I like. It also, I want to say that it does taste weedy. I want to stick with my original Hefeweizen thought and say that it does taste a little weedy, rather than barley-ish. It has a breadiness to it. It has a thickness to the flavor as it rests on the tongue, but a thinness to the mouthfeel. I'm trying to look for what fruit flavors it has, because a beer like this is always going to have a fruit or vegetable flavor.
What if we told you that there was a specific fruit or vegetable that this was flavored by?
So I spend my days and nights drinking beer, not eating fruit, like some kind of fruit sack. So give me one more taste here, and I'll see if I can guess the fruit.
What do you think, Mike?
I think he's got some interesting notes, but I think we might have stumped him. I think this was a good choice by us as far as surprise beers go. I like this beer a lot. I like the crispness. And I'm going to wait for Colton to finish giving all of his notes here before I chime in some more.
Okay, so I'm bad at fruit. Here's the thing. This has a really bright flavor to me, which I enjoy. I like the taste of this beer. I think that the brightness means that there's some acidity to it, so I'm going to focus on citrus fruits. However, it doesn't bring to mind anything obvious like orange. It doesn't bring to mind obvious non-citrus fruits like apple or banana. Even if I'm wrong, that's what it tastes like to me. So I would go towards a tropical fruit. And even if I'm completely SOL on this one, I'm going to say pineapple.
Okay. Interesting. Do we want to spoil it?
I think we should give him the name and see if that gives him any more enlightenment.
Okay.
The name of the beer is Cukes of Hazzard.
Cukes of Hazzard?
Yes.
Okay, now wait a minute. I hope it was on the record, because I think it was Mike said, what if I told you it was one specific fruit? And cucumber is a vegetable.
No, I said fruit or vegetable.
Fruit or vegetable.
I will... You can disbelieve if you want. I did not hear Dan's clarification.
Well, good thing we have a recorder, so we can play this back.
Right, you can prove it. You can't prove whether I heard it. I genuinely did not hear that. I also would never have come up with cucumber. So you can count it as a loss anyway.
Now that you hear cucumber, can you taste that when you try it?
I'm going to take one more taste before I answer that. But first, let me say, in my experience, cucumber has little to no taste. It's almost like celery, where you burn more calories by eating it than you get out of it.
We thought that this was shockingly cucumber forward. We thought there maybe be like a hint of it or something when we got it. And then when we tasted it, we're like, wow. I gave some to Kathleen. We had seen this earlier when we were standing in line for the Rhino Fest beer. And so she had no idea what we were going to get or whatever. And she tried a little bit of it. Oh my God, I know what this is. So I was kind of impressed, first of all, by being able to nail it like that.
Well, I heard someone else taste it, and they said it tastes like pickle juice. And it does have almost more of a pickle flavor than it does a cucumber. Because cucumbers don't really taste like much of anything.
But, I thought it was so interesting that your initial notes, when you're talking about the cool and like crispness of it, cucumber. Like when you think of a cucumber, like a fresh sliced cucumber, it's a very cool and crisp vegetable. And you dip it in hummus or something like that, because it doesn't have a ton of flavor itself. It's more of it goes to that. Now, as far as style goes, this is technically, according to them at least, a Saison. Which I thought...
I can believe that. I obviously, I didn't come up with Saison. But when you say that, I can believe it. I mean, the color and the clarity and the taste all make it a believable Saison. I would call this a juicy beer. And yes, when you say cucumber, the things that I think of are in this beer. When I drink this beer, it's harder to get back to cucumber. This is like the problem that you run into when you play Taboo, where it's like, when I see this word, I think of these things, but my partner hears these things and doesn't think of this word, you know?
In general, what were your impressions of the beer? Did you like it? Was it good? Would you put it above average, below average?
Yeah, I do like this beer. I enjoy this a lot. I admit, I would never have come up with cucumber. I would not have come up with Saison unless you gave me a whole bunch of guesses. But as it is, this is a really tasty beer, and I like the bright, juicy, crisp, fresh flavor.
Now that I'm almost done with this, I think the main thing I come up with is that this could be a really good summer beer, actually. With how, like, crisp it is, and I'm interested to see what the alcohol content is on it. But it's very drinkable, but still has a pretty good flavor profile. So it's not like you're drinking water or a Bud Light or something. So I liked it a lot. I was actually kind of shocked. I thought it was going to be terrible. I thought it was just going to be one of those beers that's sort of a novelty. They came up with a funny name for it. But the cucumber flavor, I think, goes surprisingly well with what they were trying to achieve. And, I mean, Dan and Katie, what did you guys think of it?
Yeah, I actually enjoyed it pretty well. I mean, again, I had the advantage of seeing the name of the beer before I tried it, and you described it to me as a cucumber saison, which just kind of blew my mind before I tasted it. But then I tasted it, I was like, that is a cucumber saison. I mean, that's what that is. And, I mean, I think it's pretty tasty. I think the cucumber flavor is more round and more deep than I would have expected. It fills up the whole tongue. It's not just kind of a flat, sharp taste. It's got some interesting notes to it. So I've actually enjoyed this whole glass that I've had of it. What do you think, Katie?
I agree. I don't really have anything new to say. It tastes like more like cucumber than I expected. It's light. I would drink it again. It's really interesting.
Yeah. This beer has depth. I'm really impressed what they did. This is a good beer that I would drink even if I didn't know it was cucumber, which I didn't at the beginning. And I don't know. I'm impressed with the brewers. What is the brewery?
It is Lost Rhino. It's right here.
Lost Rhino, Ashburn, Virginia. And let me add, as a note, since this is a audio format, not a visual format, I just saw a fat guy walk past in a football jersey that said Lost Rhino across the front. And on the back where the player name goes, it said Duder.
Duder indeed.
I have nothing to say about that.
I'd say this beer is peppy.
Peppy?
That's my contribution.
I think that goes with the cool and the crisp.
All right.
All right, well, we had four different beers. Was it four? I think it was four.
Yeah, four surprises.
So you really like number three.
I did. Number three was my jam.
I think number three was the most unique beer, but even with that being said, that beer I thought was very unique as well. It's too
number
bad
four,
the very
yeah.
first beer we had was such a, oh, this is going to be a surprise, and you knew exactly what it was. But yeah, I think this is a successful Brewfest, all things considered.
Anything's possible!
That was our closing thoughts from Colton. And I guess with that, we'll sign out. This was Dan,
Mike,
Colton,
and a few other friends here at the Loco Brewfest in Ashburn, Virginia.
We'll do it live. Okay. Fucking thing. We'll do it live. Fuck it.